Tough saying. That's where I have to place market as well. We're dealing with those things that take away or prevent or get in the way of us having betachen. Yeah, we've seen a few. All those things that prevent you from believing in the oneness of Hashem, all the things that prevent you from being boichin in the Bria to come to Akora of the Toivo, with the Chochma of the Boira, together with a few that are unique to betachen. The top there of Tech Zion. We started this, but let's go into it again because the Mot Chashuv, this is such an important Yesod. What do we see? We see the end result. We see the thing that's bringing the happening into poil. It's bringing it into actuality. And therefore, we tend to place our trust in those things. So what's the problem with that? To the extent that the thing is closer to the end of the story, they have less power. The further you are from the event, the greater the power. The closer you are to the event, the smaller the power. The further the thing is away, apparently, the more koichas is to do whatever is being done, the closer to the gemar, the less the koich is. We brought the moshul of the king who sends a message to the Minister of Justice. He wants somebody arrested. Da, 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 until the cop goes and picks him up. He's doing the arrest. Who arrested you? The cop. He's the least most important person in the whole story. The king, we don't even see the king involved in the story. And he's the most powerful person in the story. The way the world's built, the way that that's, he brings that, we saw that in the Marshall, yeah, he brings that Marshall of the king. The way the world's built is that it works through a chain of events. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the first source of everything. And then he actualizes things down in this world through a whole series of different events. It goes through worlds and spheres and hishtalshelus and complex system. When you see the thing down here, that's the end of the story. Whatever you see down here has a source and a spiritual source. That's where the things are really happening. Yaakov's fight with Esav wasn't down on the ground. Yaakov's fight with Esav was with Nasar of Esav. Once he beat Nasar of Esav, Esav had no power on him anywhere. The battle is always in the spiritual realm. The Torah always describes the end of the story. When you pick up a Chumash, yeah, and Avram's sitting in the desert on a hot summer's day in his tent, that's the end of the story. That story begins in Shemayim. All you're seeing is the crystallization of powerful spiritual forces taking place elsewhere. That's how this world is, and the Torah is written like that as well. That's why you can scrape layers and layers of Torah until you go deeper and deeper and deeper. When Yaakov arrives in Shechem and he builds little pens for his sheep, and that's why he calls the place Sukkos, he was busy preparing the Sukkos that Klal Yisrael would need when they came out of Mitzrayim. That's what he was busy dealing with. He had 600,000 sheep when he came to Shechem. That's what the Avos did. They weren't involved in anything other than building Klal Yisrael. They built pens for his animals. That's what he was doing. He was building Sukkos for Klal Yisrael. They come out of Mitzrayim, they have Sukkos. These are small, small, pinprick dugmot of what's going on in the Torah. And that's what's going on in the world. So that's what he's telling you here. We tend to place betochen in the end of the story, the cop that comes to arrest the guy. Yeah. Talking in him. He's the cop. He's in charge. He's running the show here. He's nothing. I mean, he's something as well. You have to deal with him also. Well, he's, you know, if you want to get the arrest order teared up, speaking to the cop ain't gonna help. Baldovapur. He's just doing things that were manifested higher up in the world. It's well known. It's a well-known miser. It was told by his daughter, by the sons. A well-known miser in the Brisker Rov. I can't remember where he was. I think he was in Warsaw put the time or Vilna, anyway, they were living in a very nice house. They had a very, very nice house. He'd already left Brisk. He left his wife or some of the kids in Brisk, whatever. And he was in this beautiful house. Now, the way it worked is when the Russians came into town, they needed homes for the generals and for the important people. So the way it worked is the general would come look at the house. Yeah, the state agent would bring him to the house. If he liked the house, then the guy would get a petek saying, you have got another house there, like a little hurv on the other side of town. There's your new house. And you have to pack up. You got 24 hours to pack up and leave. And the family was mamash, mamash worried because they had a beautiful home. There was no general going to walk in and say, no, we don't want that house. His daughter told the story, Feinstein Zatzel, told the story of a Shalom, told the story. She was there. She was the young girls with the phone. They were mamash worried. She went to look at the house they would have to move to. It was a disaster. It was like a rat-infested hovel. So the Priskarov said, there's nothing to be worried about because whether he takes it or not, it's a Shemayim-dikid thing. It's got nothing to do with down here. And Kachava, every general that came to look at the house, they were disgusted by the house and they left. They walk in, the wife would go, Mazeh, Pash, yes, they leave. Time after again. After the Priskarov left, I don't know, he left Warsaw to go to Vilna. I don't know. The first general that came to the house took the house. It was a beautiful house. Well done, Meiser. The battle's going on in Shemayim. That's what he's telling us. But that takes away our betochen, because we have betochen in the things down here, and we forget to have betochen in Hashem. Kamala Marshall, he brings the marshal. Kamala Melech, Kareitze Lahani, Shazacha Me'avoda, V'una Saint Pukuda, L'mishna L'melech, Lohitze Israel Shlepoel. He gives it to the assistant Melech, and then the assistant Melech gives it down and goes through the whole chain of events. The guy gives it to the Chaitzim, and eventually the policeman goes and he does the work. Who's the least most important person here? Who's the guy that can cause the least amount of tsar, whatever, to the Eved that the king wants to punish? Is the actual guy who's giving the punishment, the hangman, the policeman? They don't have koyach rotzon bechira. Etc. That's the whole story. Until you get to the king, he's the most important person in the whole story, because if he wants, he can forgive the Eved. He cannot punish him. He can make the punishment worse. He's the guy with Bechir. He's the one making the decisions. You see with your own senses, real. That the ability, the measure of the ability to cause damage or to help or whatever, to the person that's actually doing the final maisa, that depends on the gap between the causes. Who causes everything? Who's the cause of causes? It's Hashem. And he's the furthest away from everything that's happening. He's the in the chain of events, he's the furthest away, distance wise. So he has the most ability to cause you good or the opposite. When it comes down to our betochen now, to the extent that you recognize God more, In other words, the knowledge, the recognition of Hashem, and the recognizing that Hashem takes care of you and He loves you and only wants what's good for you, and He's taking care of everything, to that extent, your betochen will be greater. Your sense of feeling secure and trustworthy and safe will get greater. I mean, you can't build betochen. You can't make your betochen bigger. You make your recognition of who you're boteach more bigger, then you'll automatically have more betochen. The child who trusts his mother, he doesn't work on trust. He knows that his mother will take care of him and everything's fine. That's why he feels secure. That's why he's issued with Datsa Vilchas HaNefesh, because he knows there's someone taking care of him. The work is to get to know Hashem more. The more you know Hashem and the more you understand who Hashem is, Mamela, your betochen will become greater. I'll prove to you, says the Chovos Levavos, that it's like that. A baby, wherever the baby is, when he's on one of the cattle cars going to Auschwitz, when he's with his mother, it doesn't make any difference if he's there or he's at home being cuddled by mommy at home in peacetime, or where he is. Because he trusts in his mother. As he starts getting a little bit more advanced, not just on the place where he's getting his food from. Now he's relying on his mother. So if he told Lubo, when he gets old, he sees there's a father in the picture as well. And the mother is also dependent on the father. So he starts having betochen in the father. Because the father can look after him and protect him more than his mother. As he gets old, he starts relying on himself more. He starts relying on his own koiches and his own intelligence. Because he doesn't recognize Hashem in the picture. He doesn't realize that the stay imoy, the imoy, the obim, that was all glorying of Hashem. It was a chosid, he had a next door neighbor, was a sofer. He wrote very quickly. And he made a panosa from the writing, from his sofers. Bam shalom chosid eshchenu. Ma shlomcha? How are you? Onel ha-sofer. Shloimi tov kol oid yodi shlema. As long as my hand's okay, I'm fine. Because his hand was what made him the panosa, no? That's what he thought. Oid b'yeisam, nigda yodo, v'lo yoichin iktov oid. On that very day, something happened to his hand. And he can't write anymore. Should have taken out insurance on his head. There are people that do that. Yeah? He takes out insurance on his legs or whatever. Yeah? He's a football player or whatever. He takes out insurance on his legs. That's his panosa. This guy's panosa is his head. So take out insurance on his head. There had no bad insurance in those days. He must have been a high-level guy, the safer. You trust in your head, Hashem says? I'll take away your head. Now what are you going to do? Now what are you going to do? So this guy trusted his head. Hashem said, fine, I'll take away your head. Now what are you going to do? And if his panosa comes from other people, they start trusting the guy who pays his salary, his boss or whatever. And he puts his dependency on them. He's relying on them. He's leaning on them. That's where his security comes from. When his seichel starts advancing more and more, he starts realizing these guys can't help me. They can't do nothing. In order to pay my salary, he also needs Hashem to get the money. He's also dependent on Hashem. Then he starts putting his trust in Hashem and he starts doing what we're doing. He starts slowly, slowly learning the business of betochen. And at this stage, he's only putting his trust in Hashem and the things he can't get without Hashem. The things he can get without Hashem, he's happy to take care of without Hashem. At least I can take care of Hashem. When you first start working on betochen, this kid that we're talking about, this person we're talking about, yeah? He starts recognizing the things that he can't get without Hashem himself. So then he starts putting his trust in Hashem. But there are things that I can take care of myself. You know what I'm saying? Hmm? Don't know. Everyone's got it. Yeah, we got millions of examples. Only the things he can't get through his own abilities. There he puts his trust in Hashem. He plants trees. Now, plant trees I can do. I can plow, I can plant, or whatever. The only problem is I need rain. So Hashem will give. That's the shutfus. We spoke about Balei Shutfin. He makes a partnership with Hashem. Hashem, I'll take care of everything. You just make sure that the rain comes on time. And no plagues and no insect infestations. You just take, you take away. And I'll take care of what I have to take care of. That's a shutfus. It's a level of betochen. It is a level, the Vesla says it's a level of betochen. It's a very low level of talk, but he's in the partial betochen already. Well, I can take care of. I can take care of. I can get from here to Tel Aviv. I just need you to take care of the fact that no traffic jams. That's all. Yeah. So he trusts in himself in the things he's able to do. And the things he can't do, I'm not in control of the traffic. So Hashem, you take care of that. He puts his betochen. So that's his starting point. I can look after the animals. I can take care of them. I can milk him. I can get the milk to the market. I can do everything. Just make sure that there's no cow madness, sickness, or whatever. That's all.
I
don't know what that deal. I'm just dealing with who I am, where I'm holding now. I don't know. One second. I don't know what that deal is. When he speaks about that deal, he'll deal with it. I don't know. We're talking about a person who progresses slowly, slowly to become to Betochen Hashem. This is one of the steps you take. They're things that no matter how clever, genius, powerful you are, they're just things you can't take care of. So that you throw on Hashem. Yirmiyahu says, when they're having a rough time, when they're going through an evil time, then they say, Hashem, please come and help me. But God's man that you can do it yourself, that's Hashem. I don't need you right now. You can go on in what you're doing, and I'll take care of what I have to take care of. And you, Hashem, I'll call you in when I need you with things I can't do. That's called a partnership, right? That's what a partnership is. You have a partner because there's things he can do that you can't do. So you call in a partnership. That's the best of calls that Balei Shutfin. That was Shutfus with Hashem. Yeah.
So we're being told that this is a level. This is something that one should aspire.
The Vesta says, I don't know if it's something to aspire to. It's something that is already called the starting point of a talk. You don't want to get stuck there for too long. But it's where you're going. We're going through all the stages from the baby who's trusting on his mother's breast, and then he trusts his mother, then he trusts the father, and then he starts recognizing the Boira Oilam. But now, what does he put his trust in the Boira Oilam? The things that he can't do himself. Then Hashem becomes a sugi shtadlis, that's all. It is a level of betochen, but Hashem becomes the shtadlis you make. You make this shtadlis, this shtadlis, this shtadlis. Hashem is one of the shtadlis you make. Betochen is one of the things you do in order to get what you want. So now let's go to the next step. Now he starts recognizing Hashem even more. He gets a bit older. The things that he can sort of a little bit take care of, but he starts trusting Hashem in those areas as well. Kagon, imizdamem lo lihispanes alidem tsoi musukonim, veli avoides hamafrochois esaguf, azuloisekbem. Somebody offers him a deal, they can make a lot of money, but it's a bit dangerous, or it weakens the body or whatever. So if he doesn't have a tochen in Hashem, he has to do it because he needs money. But yeah, he realizes that I don't have to make his status like that. He says, no, I don't have to make his status like that. Hashem will take care of me with his status in that are more matin for me. I don't have to do stuff like that. Until eventually he comes to the point where he's making his shtadlis because his shtadlis is climbing the Rotzon Hashem. The Lokashur to his Parnosa, I have to do the Rotzon Hashem, I have to do whatever Hashem tells me to do, I do. It's hard, it's easy, whatever. The only thing he doesn't do things that are illegal. The only things that are illegal against the Torah. Let you potter from that ishtadlis. You potter from that ishtadlis. You come. you don't have to ask him, listen, there's any shtadr that I can make, but there's a couple of grave things in the or whatever. Should I do it? The Rav will tell you, you're potter from that ishtadr. When you get to Shemaim, you're not going to get punished because you didn't take that ishtadr. You didn't take the ishtadr. That's not matzachain ba'ina Hashem. That's not called that you potter from that ishtadr. We're not looking for reasons to be oisek in ishtadr. We're trying to find ways to be potter from ishtadr. So things that are dodgy, you have to sign something on sheker or whatever, you know, have an insurance claim and you can delay a little bit, whatever, then ishtadr you don't have to make. That's not okay. Not too much of it's not because he trusts in Hashem, he knows he's Isaac and he started this cooler because it's mitzvah. The same as he wouldn't use apostle Esro. If he hasn't got Esro, then that's it. Take apostle Esro because Mazi was there. Then yeah, you have to make his status, it's a mitzvah. The only status you can make is apostle status as your potter. Honest Rahmana potter. During the corona, I had a problem. I couldn't travel to raise money for the yeshiva. That's how we raised money for this place. I used to travel. So I went to Morov to ask him, what I'm going to do? Should you be the happiest person in the world? Hashem just potted you from ishtadlis. You can't. You'll make phone calls. You'll send emails. You'll do other stuff. You don't have to get on a plane, fly, schmeitzach, and go through all the turmoil, torment of going fundraising. You can stay at home and do it in the comfort of your bed. You have to go to New York to do it in the comfort of someone else's bed. You can do it here. Then he starts getting more advanced and he starts recognizing how Hashem has got rachamim on everything. When it gets, this is one high level. You want to talk about ideals? Now we're reaching into the big boys class, the advanced super class. Yeah, he's happy with whatever Hashem does because everything Hashem does is for the good, and it's not just external. It's in his heart and his mouth and in his inner world and his external work, and he's happy with whatever Hashem does for him, whether it's life or death. Poverty, richness, health, choyli, lo mishaneh. Hu lo mishtoikek lama she'elokim lo bochavuri. He doesn't want things that Hashem doesn't give him. Vuhu reitze rak mama she'elokim rotzavuri. What he has, that's what Hashem wants. I'm happy with what I have. Vuhu moises atzmo lagonus elokim. He hands himself over mayachus to Hashem. He doesn't have a rotzen anymore. Whatever his rotzen is, whatever Hashem wants, that's what I want. When we don't have a desire for this or this, if Hashem wants me to have it, then I have a desire for it, if not a doubt. Whatever Hashem does, he's makabel ba'ava, al nafshoi v'al gufoi. Ve'enum adif emtsoi al chaveiri. He doesn't want what his friends got. Mitoch machshova shem tzuzi, yoyse tova, yoyse mola, ashe chaveiri. Wow, if I only had the break that guy had all, then I would have a lot of money. He wants what the other guy's got. No money yet, at all. No kashuli. You know what he chooses for himself financially? What he has now, that's what he chooses. You see, we're talking about Bala Betochen. This is not us. I never woke up once in a certain situation and wanted the situation to be anything different. Whatever the situation was, that's what I want. We have no idea of how this works. We're rochok from there. Don't think you're even close to us. Again, in the little areas where we're doing Targilim and we're practicing, for sure. You wake up in the morning and there's no milk for the coffee. I wanted there not to be milk this morning. If you can do it with that. Find something small if that doesn't work for you. You have to practice this in the little area. You wake up in the morning and got a flat tire. I wanted to have a flat tire this morning. Say the words. Eventually, it starts sinking in the little things.
As opposed to saying, I'm happy with the decision that Hashem has made.
No, that's different.
Which one's lower?
Well, if you're happy with the decision that Hashem made, why wouldn't you want it? Okay, so then this is a higher level. I actually want this because that's what Hashem wants, and I want what Hashem wants. That's the ultimate. Yeah. I don't want it, but I'm happy that it's like this. Yeah. Yeah, I would have preferred not to have had a flat tire. The higher level is I'm happy that I have a flat tire. That's what I want. If I'd known, I would have davened for it. I just didn't know that it was good for me. Now I know that it's good for me, I would have davened for it. I'm trying to show you how much he wants it, that if he'd known that it was good for him, he would have davened for it. So where do we connect to this? Find something teeny. You wake up in the morning, I'll give you an example. Okay, the eight star won't let you cut off these because it's too small. You wake up in the morning and your one shoe's here and the other one there. Yeah, they're not mummish next to each other. Someone came and pushed your shoe half a meter away from the other one. So when you sit down on the shoe to put on your shoes, okay, you have to get up and pick up the other one. You don't just stand up, you just have to lean forward to bring the other one close so you can put it on. Yeah? That's a place to start. I wanted that shoe to be a little bit not where it was. Why? Because that's what Hashem. Who made the shoe move? Hashem. So that's what Hashem wants. Gamanirut said. Start with something small like that. Yeah. What's so funny? Is your Eitz Hara giggling or you? The Eitz Hara is laughing. Yeah. Tuck.
Come on, Rabbi.
That can't be. No, that's where it starts. Starts with the little things. Otherwise, we can't shake. Otherwise, where are you going to start? Get into touch with your reel and then find a few little pinprick places to crawl out of your reel.